Well, it's been a whole year since we first met on Good Enough for the Internet. Now it's time to celebrate. Come on, let's go for the one-year anniversary show. So, hello, hello, and here we go. It's the Nathaniel Jones Show.
Welcome to episode 37 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones podcast, the one-year anniversary special. I know, I didn't think it would last this long either, but since it hasn't yet been canceled, here is your host, Nathaniel Jones!
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to the show. This is exactly 1 year since the first episode of the podcast, so thanks for listening all this time. So, without further ado, we have some special guests. So first up, President Barack Obama. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you very much. Everybody, please have a seat. Thank you. Distinguished guests and fellow Americans. Tonight, I want to begin by congratulating
Nathaniel Jones
as we mark this occasion. We have finished a difficult year, but a new year has come. 30 years ago, we couldn't know that something called
Good Enough for
the Internet would lead to an economic revolution. Think about it. This is our generation's Sputnik moment. And because we've begun this work, tonight we can say that American leadership has been renewed and America's standing has been restored. But let's clear a few things up. It was not easy to do. And if there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, it's that we all hated
this podcast at first.
I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. You hated it. It was about as popular as a root canal. But you don't have to take their word for it. Let's try common sense. There are stories like this all across America.
The most hilarious
to read are those written by children. What do you want to be when you grow up? They're not new. So yes, the world has changed. And that's a good thing. Despite our hardships, our
podcast
is strong. We do not give up. We do not quit. We do not allow fear or division to break our spirit. In this new decade, it's time the American people get a
podcast
that matches their decency, that embodies their strength. And tonight, it's tempting to look back on these moments and assume that our progress was inevitable. And despite all our divisions and disagreements, our hesitations and our fears, America prevailed because we chose to move forward as one nation. It's because of this spirit, this great decency and great strength, that I have never been more hopeful about America's future than I am tonight. We don't quit. I don't quit. Let's seize this moment to start anew, to carry the dream forward. and to strengthen our union once more. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
That was President Barack Obama with a speech that was completely not edited by me. And now, Elmo.
La, 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 la,
hey, Elmo.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Elmo's so glad you're here.
I'm glad I can make
Elmo it. Elmo is getting ready to sing with some of his Sesame Street friends.
Sounds great.
The Bird, Oscar,
uh-huh.
The Count,
huh.
Rover,
yeah.
Cookie Monster,
hey.
And Bert.
Oh.
Wait a
I like
minute.
All those people.
Elmo has an idea.
What is it?
Nathaniel,
huh.
You can sing with us too.
Okay.
We'll all sing together.
Hooray.
Let's practice.
Okay.
Elmo will start. Sing la la la.
La la la.
La la la.
La la la.
Very good.
Thanks, Elmo.
Elmo knows lots of songs we can sing together.
Like what?
But first, you have to come to Sesame Street.
Okay.
Nathaniel, do you know how to get to Sesame Street?
Hold on, I got my GPS.
Oh, I'm singing.
Oh, that works too.
Come on.
Okay. Hey, it's a Sesame Street theme song.
Nathaniel,
I know that one. Hey.
Come on and sing with Elmo.
And you do too at home.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away.
Come on and sing.
On my way to where the air is sweet. A doobity-ba. Tell me how to get to Sesame Street.
That sounds pretty good. We should start a band.
Come and play. Everything's A-OK. Friendly neighbors, that's where we meet. Tell me how to get, how to get to Sesame Street.
Nathaniel, you're doing great.
You too. I tell you, this band is going to be a hit.
But do
what I do.
Every door will open wide.
Do what I do.
People like you.
People like you.
People like what a beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get, how to get to Sesame Street?
Elmo loves singing with you.
Oh, thanks, Elmo. You too. This was fun. Thanks for stopping by. And maybe on the next anniversary, you can come back again. All right. See you later, Elmo.
That was Elmo from Sesame Street. And now, things that happened in the past year directly because of Good Enough for the Internet.
Spain winning the World Cup. The first 24-hour flight by a solar-powered plane. The swine flu pandemic ending. The 33 Chilean miners were rescued safely. WikiLeaks released a huge number of documents. The total lunar eclipse on the winter solstice. Democracy rising in the Middle East. Prince William married Catherine Middleton. Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden.
Those were things that happened in the past year as a direct result from this podcast. And now, a tribute to the Nathaniel Joneses who passed away in the past year.
Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones.
But with all those passings, there were also some new Nathaniel Joneses born into the world. So a big welcome to these Nathaniel Joneses who were born in the past year.
Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones. Nathaniel Jones.
those were Nathaniel Joneses who either passed away or were born this year.
And that is about it for our one-year anniversary spectacular. Big thanks to President Barack Obama and Elmo for being here, and I hope to see you next week for another year of great entertainment. This is Nathaniel Jones, and I will see you next time.
This has been episode 37 of Good Enough for the Internet, the one-year anniversary special. Find more at goodenoughfortheinternet.com!